The river comes to the sea. In the end, everything that has been spoken falls in. Waves take in the pouring of a stream, muddy forks and erosions, excursions, the forward in backwash, in union, in deep. Stones wear against stones, words cancel words. Fish that have swum upstream to spawn return, followed by progeny, followed by stream beds, followed by fishermen, followed by gulls. Nothing else except the stirring of moon on the naked back of the sea. The long, slow wave of the sea doesn't break, comes full of lead or violets or ice, pulls stones from a stone beach while the other world, cast underneath, rolls to the pier under the vessels and gulls, bears down, pulls on the chains, climbs over the island of life, taking plates and windows into dark weeds, releases into sky's face driftwood, silvered bone, rusted iron hinge, moon, tarnished clouds, broken ends of bottles, smoothed into gems. The long, slow wave that comes after lifts from the underside or other side without cease. What sea, cast in the waters, in falling nets, rises with waves shimmering, can break the confines, shifting bottom, stirring weeds, or part its waters when you need to breathe or flee?